Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Great music coming through, my family, and if you're hearing me with a smile, because you can hear when somebody talks with a smile, please do know that Mfundisi is in studio, and he is indeed just sharing the good news already. So Mfundisi Masakona is joining us. Pastor VTJ Masakona is joining us in studio live here on Radio Pulpit. 39 after 1 is your time. Heard sounds from Darwin Hobbs with a track titled Grace. And we truly look forward to the grace of God, which we are hoping and praying, my family, will continue to overwhelm and cover us in every one of our weaknesses. The topic and the scripture, Mfundisi, as we welcome you this afternoon, the scripture that we have been meditating on since 12 o'clock is Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and he renews our strength. And so we're truly praying and receiving that grace coming through. So good afternoon, Mfundisi, and welcome.
Good afternoon, Aya. How are you?
I'm very well, Mfundisi.
I'm doing very well. Excited to be here and excited for today's show as well.
No, absolutely. So we really look forward to what the Lord has in store for us. The conversation, Mfundisi, that you have been having, the series rather, is looking at the second coming of Christ.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. You know, in my head, sometimes I think that these conversations must be had, in closed spaces. You know, we must be fasting because
why?
It's big. Listen, it's big, right? But I'm so glad that we are demystifying the whole thing around these conversations.
Yes.
And it has to become colloquial.
Yeah.
It has to become every day. Because if we don't talk about it every day, we think that's the most important thing. Mm. Everything is important. Mm. But, this too is important.
Yeah. I think more than anything, what you really hit the head, you like took the word out of my mind, that let's demystify the conversation.
Yeah.
Because we have treated certain conversations like eggshells. And they are not as common as they should be. They are not as powerful as they should be, because there's no repetition. My dad says to me the other day, he says, you go to school for 8 hours a day, 12 years, so that we deal with your physical ignorance.
Wow.
Now, if we invest so much time to deal with your physical ignorance, how much more should we invest in your, spiritual ignorance? And that's where we have come to a lex perspective when it comes specifically and, directly on the second coming of Christ. We've come to a very lexed perspective. We've become relaxed. We are so busy with everything else around us except everything else above us.
Oh, my goodness. Mfundisi, you did say that, right?
Yeah.
You did. Do you want to repeat it, please?
It's important for us to understand that we've become lex because we are so caught up on everything around us and not caught up by things above us. Which is the destination of where we're going. And the danger is driving a car and forgetting your destination. The danger is starting a journey and forgetting your destination, because you might actually park and build where you're supposed to only rest and pass.
Sure.
And move on to the next place.
Here's in studio, my family. So where do we find you on the social networks, Mfundisi, in case people would like to just get hold of you very quickly? Where
awesome.
Where do we find you?
On Facebook, VTJ Masakona. On Instagram, VTJ _ Masakona. And on Twitter, VTJ _Mass.
Fabulous stuff. And the conversation that we're having this afternoon, my family, looking at the second coming of Christ. Last week, yourself and Sibongile.
Yeah.
Hello, Sibobo. I call her the princess of the airwaves. Last week, the conversation that you were having was looking at some of the distractions that sometimes, you said something really powerful when we spoke last week or early in the week about how we have been socialized to invest in this world.
Yes. Yes.
And we end up thinking we are going to be here forever.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the enemy's strategy, because what he wants us to do is to carry forth what we can call our energy and invest it into everything else right here. And people will say, no, but Mfundisi, this seems new. Scripture has it that when Christ was being tempted in you know, in the desert or in the wilderness, one of the temptations by the enemy was that, look at all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all this land.
Mm-hmm.
It has been given to me to give to whomever I wish.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out to buy Christ's investment from being invested in the will of God to being invested in the, you know, achievements and all these things right here in earth. And that's where the challenge is. And I think that's where we diverted now in a conversation about social media and all these things that
yeah.
really come up.
Yeah, there was a good diversion because
yeah.
we can't ignore how our lives have literally been committed to social media. You know,
yes.
when it was once necessary for you to go out to be with people,
mm.
you can now literally sit at home and be with people and socialize and learn and be influenced
yes.
on social media.
Yes.
Okay, Mfundisi, so maybe for somebody that wasn't here like myself last week, just a brief recap of that conversation that happened last week.
A brief one. I think we really went down the journey of really targeting the mental impact and the time effect of social media as a whole. And I think that's where our conversation really blossomed, to really come and understand how much time do we really invest in such spaces. And we also went on to really talk about, and I remember Smungile was actually laughing too, and one of our listeners as well jumped in and said, I'm also really struggling to get off this addiction and this, you know, capturing that I have because of social media. And touching on to answering the departure from this capturing, we dealt with the fact that the design of social media is such that you always keep on wanting more.
Yeah.
And
there's always something to look forward to.
Yeah. And the algorithm is set to such an effect that once you scroll on your phone, the algorithm there in whatever head office and, you know, seats begin to see, oh, this person likes actually this. Let's build something like this along these lines. And I gave an example. I said, look, immediately when I was watching one of the trailers of a certain movie 2 years ago, I was watching a trailer of a certain movie on one of the social media platforms. And, you know, just that video popped up. I watched. I'm like, maybe we should watch that.
Mm.
I'm thinking with my wife, maybe we should go watch that and see how that goes. As I'm watching that, there was a video below that was to follow. I think it was one of the church services. Because
yeah.
the last thing I'd watched was another church service. So as soon as I started watching the trailer of this movie, I could literally see at that instant, at that effective point in time, the next video was being changed. And another trailer was being put in.
Wow.
Literally. And this is not a person or anything. It's an algorithm that's been set. What you are watching means you like this type of thing. So let's feed you with more of these things.
Wow.
And that's what has been set around social media. So one of the biggest things to do is to actually build a perspective where you fast away from social media. Put yourself away from it. Intentionally walk away from it and say, look, for the next week, I'm not available. I'm not here in the socials. This is how you can find me.
But
otherwise,
perhaps another perspective to that.
Yeah.
Whilst I agree,
sure.
Perhaps another perspective to that is that we should really learn to approach the things of this world with a very sober mind.
Yes. Yes, extremely.
The same can be said with any other leisure activity. You know, there are some people that like cycling, you know, and we can overcycle.
Yes.
We can overhike.
Yeah.
We can overdrive. We
yes.
can overtravel.
Yes.
We can over. As
yes.
long as it gives us the kind of gratification that makes us feel that this world is the be it and be all.
Yes.
You know, where the heart, you know, you understand the treasure of a man's heart by what he invests in.
The challenge that you're probably going to face, even, and adding on to what you're saying and totally agreeing with it, is the fact that we have probably built modernization and social relevance as an affirmation of the fact that we are on the right direction. But the big question that we must ask ourselves is, where does this affirmation come from? Does it come from God, or does it come from man?
The world. Yeah.
Because now if men are clapping their hands for you and being excited about you, that there you are there, you are in the space, you are moving, you are buzzing. The big question is, what is God saying about you? And that is where the Bible says, let us set our mind on the things that are above.
Amen.
Just as Christ did. So it's a challenge that the enemy wants to capture us down here. And I say that one of the greatest things that we're seeing, and we spoke about this, I think it was last week as well, that you will see that in the space of the world, the enemy is really fueling up everything that means, all this kind of worships that are taking place, all these different things. And he really influences the children to believe that success is actually zoned in the formula of following such things. And I'm very worried about the fact that 10, 15 years later, we might have pews of people that don't know Christ.
Absolutely.
But they're in church. Because it's part of their entertainment program. It's part of their weekly thing that they've been doing since they were young. But they have never had a personal encounter with Christ.
In all our programming, we are progressively programming Christ out of the church.
Out of literally. Literally, you've said it too well. I won't even add anything on that.
Fundisi, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
Yeah.
Do you not love this world, nor the things of it offers you? Ooh, that is so direct.
Too direct, eh?
Yeah, no, that hit a place. My goodness, that hit a place. For when you love this world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions.
Sure.
Come on now.
That is hitting home.
We need a moment of silence.
Yeah, we need just a moment to really marinate over that and take that in.
These are not from the Father, but are from this world. So even the attitude of craving, the attitude of looking forward to that instant gratification, it's not from the Father.
It's not from the Father.
It's the spirit of this world. Mm. And verse 17, and this world is, here's the part, this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. I'll give you a minute to comment on Fundisi, but I just want to invite the family into this conversation. In case you're joining us this afternoon, it's Heart to Heart here on Radio Pulpit. It's exactly 10 minutes before the top of the hour, my family, and we are on 0826572729. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can actually call in here on studio. I do want to give you, Mfundisi, just these 10 minutes to really take us through what we need to understand. Yeah. How do we prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ?
Before we get into that, I just want to quickly add a comment on what you read.
Yeah.
And this is a statement that a friend of mine said to me. He said, when you confuse need with addiction, you are in trouble.
Yo, Mfundisi.
Because addiction is what is a need you created for yourself, but a need is what you need to survive this life.
So to be practical, we need water.
Yes.
We need air.
Yes. But you can be addicted to a fuzzy drink and you think you can't make a day without it.
Wow.
And then I can't do, and people will say this, I can't make a day without this thing. And thinking, but that's actually a addiction. It's actually not a need. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go.
Can anybody just guess what I just showed him? I just showed him like a tub of coffee. Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, it's a Kubeka.
And the words will change gradually where people will say, I need. I need. But what you realize is that that need is actually, and I say need in inverted commas, because it is actually a result of a want you have overfed for too long, that you became dependent on it. And that's what social media does. We feel we need it. I mean, 3 weeks ago we had a shutdown, a total shutdown. I don't know if people remember that.
No, I remember that. I remember that. It started with WhatsApp, and that's why we were quick to recognize it.
We had a total shutdown. But imagine if we all decided to be so intentional about actually shutting ourselves out of the space. Because we feel that we need this thing, but this thing actually needs us. That's where we are. We make this thing become important. It's not it that makes us important. But when you have fed a want for too long, you feel that this thing makes me, and I don't make it. And that's a challenge.
And we've become creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit.
We are creatures of habit.
And the commercial world plays
yes.
on that aspect yeah. of who we are.
Yeah.
And so, Mfundisi, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you are saying is that let us intentionally transform
yeah.
ourselves into being creatures that are habitually craving for the world.
Yes.
And the things yes. that are above.
Yes.
If I can build an addiction for coffee,
there we go.
Surely I can build an addiction for the world.
There we go. You have said it. There's nothing else we can add on that. It is intention that makes us build, or rather, let me put it this way. It is intention that gives us the ability to pay attention to certain things and discard certain things.
Yeah. You know, the Lord is really helping us today. Then it means that if I am not addicted to the word, technically it means I do not want to be addicted to the word.
Yes. There's no intention around it.
There's no intention. There's no intense desire.
That's it.
And there's no effort. There's no deliberate yes. effort for me to go into the word and create a habit out yes. of it.
To a point where when you have created that habit, you will change your language and say, I cannot live a without day the without word. The word.
And really mean it, by the way, because yes, we do, you know, we do catch on churchified phrases, right? And we start saying them without meaning them. But this time around, we will definitely mean it.
Yeah. That's it.
Felicia, I know that our conversation is really light at this point, but you know, I'm so convicted, and I just want to pray before we take a quick break and we go into the news. I just want to pray this afternoon, Mfundisi. Perhaps you can pray for us. And the prayer that I'd like us to give before the Father on behalf of all of us is to repent for being so blind to our ignorance. And to repent for being so stubborn
yes.
in our ignorance.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes, Mfundisi, we catch on to phrases, oh, I love the Lord, he heard my... Well, in actual fact, the Bible describes the love of God as one who obeys his commands. Mm. And if we don't obey the commandment of God, quite frankly, there's no love there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. And so may the Lord just really help Amen. Us and give Amen. Us a deep conviction, a sincere conviction.
Sure.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence. Your word has told us that the time of ignorance you shall remember no more. But Lord, oh God, Father, we have recognized where we have failed. We have recognized where we have diverged. We have recognized where we have walked in the wrong direction. And Father, I pray that, Lord, that first love, let us not be like the Revelation church, which was lukewarm, where the love had grown cold. Mm. That, Lord, oh God, Father, there is a revival in a sister, in a brother. Lord. That, Lord, the 3-5 hours that I spend on social media, if I could just convert that into the 3-5 hours I spend on the word, if I could just convert that to the time that I spend seeking your face. And Lord, we pray that, oh God, even us as leaders, mighty God, we have not hit home on the important things. We have spent time celebrating many other things, but forgetting to hit home on the things that are relevant and that are important for our lives. And we pray that, Lord, you resurrect in us, oh God, you resuscitate and revitalize in us the love for your work, the love for you, oh Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father, let us also have the endurance and the capacity Amen. To let go
Thank
of certain
you,
things,
Lord.
To leave certain things, to walk out of certain things, and have the courage to say that I no longer live this life conformed to the standard of this world, but I am being transformed daily by the renewing of my mind, just like Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, that I might know the acceptable and the perfect will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, we pray that let it be so over our hearts and over our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you glory and we give you honor, for you are a faithful God and you are a loving Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Sure, amen and amen.
Oh, yes.
His name is Mfundisi VTJ Masabona, joining us here on Heart to Heart, my family. It's 4 minutes before the top of the hour. I do want us to come back on the other side of 2 o'clock and start looking at your questions and your answers and your contributions to the conversation on 0826572729, otherwise on 0123341322. My family, we are discussing the second coming of Christ, and may the Lord truly help us that as we repent, we continue to meditate on those things that are above, so that our conviction can be set and our conviction can begin to produce good fruits where we intentionally change you know, the things that we create habits out of. It's Radio Pulpit, 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.